I suppose in terms of Jim Gavin, the real difference between him and any other previous candidates that Fianna Fáil would have run, he will be the first candidate that the party will ever have run that never sought political office. He would also be the first president that would be elected if he was that way, if the people decide that, that never held a political office or ran in an election other than a presidential election.
In terms of the statement released by Bertie Ahern, I'm sure you've read it, Brendan. A lot of people are saying that it points quite a lot of fingers at various different people, etc.
Well, Bertie was very direct. I would assume that he's very hurt. After all, he was a leader of the party. And he did, as he said in a previous interview on media, he did offer his services to the party as far back as December or November. Of course, there's a lot of hurt there. Whether that is a legacy issue now going forward, I think it's becoming more and more critical that Fianna Fáil will have to win this election in order to prevent a further split or tension within the party.
Do you think that perhaps maybe Fianna Fáil should have put Bertie out of his misery a bit sooner than this? We do know he has spoken to other media and said that he has been seeking clarity on this for several months now.
Yeah, I think that is the key point. And whatever people's individual or personal views are of Bertie are irrelevant. I think the manner in which this was handled and how there was no further feedback, further engagement, I think no one can stand over that. And that's in the case of Bertie Ahern and Mary Hanafin. I think that was regrettable. I think that was, of course, it was avoidable. But I think that's the one key thing that's going to be very hard to justify. And in his statement, he's very critical of that. Now he goes on further to say other issues within the statement. There are personal opinions of him, and he's entitled, as is anyone, is entitled to personal opinion.
From your expertise and experience, and I'm sure that you've gauged the public mood since it was first mooted that Bertie may seek a nomination and so on, what do you think his chances might have been, Brendan, if he was given the green light by Fianna Fáil?
I think this is a very open election. And Bertie, who is a very formidable campaigner, he would be definitely the most qualified candidate, having served as Taoiseach and having such experience both nationally and internationally, notwithstanding the issue of the financial crash of 2008-2011, which was really a global phenomenon. I think he would have a fair chance. There would have been a lot of issues there that would continuously come up. It would be a very difficult election, but the last three presidential elections in Ireland have been particularly difficult. I think they're the most dirty and nastiest elections you'll ever see in this country.